Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
This episode of the Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. It's the most important way to support the Mike O'Mara Show, especially during the holidays. The next time you need to buy any gift for that person you love, just go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon button on our website, then shop like you normally would. It's that simple, and happy holidays from the Mike O'Mara Show and everybody at Amazon.com.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store. And around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
170 guys in a room, and all that we needed to do was get a hat to draw names out of. And, you know, you would think seriously that, we were going through some sort of performance review for a Navy SEALs training course.
Well, when you think Rob Ford, you think Navy SEAL. It looked an operation like that.
He's just like Charlie Sheen.
He is.
Here
comes The Rock with a hat. Hey, Mike, Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Merry Christmas. I don't want to start this holiday week show, you know, with a negative, but Jesus, you know, Oscar comes up with this idea. We're going to do what we did last year. We're going to give away some Amazon gift certificates and gift cards. And we're going to draw names out of a hat from people that purchased the Mike O'Mara Show bonus hour. And we're going to do that today on the show. And Oscar comes in and says, do we have the hat with the names in it? And everybody just goes, hadaba. I mean, we reboot and do walk-arounds and fix sophisticated audio and video equipment, and we do so like we're on the Starship Enterprise. When it comes to putting names in a hat, all of a sudden everybody just sat there.
And no one's wearing a hat, not one guy in here.
Well, I'm not going to mess up my hair.
No, I thought Adrian. Didn't Adrian have a hat earlier? Didn't he have a hat on earlier?
Adrian's not even in studio. We are so deep in that there are seven
say that.
seven dudes deep. It's like seven.
Yeah. This is like a fraternity house.
We have Rob, we have Oscar, we have Pony, we have Mac, we have Rofo, we have Adrian, and we have Dan O'Brien.
He's my favorite. Here he is.
Dan O'Brien,
who we established, has the douchiest photo on
Facebook. Douche.
Yeah, and also an exciting opportunity. It's going to be a great 2017.
Sure is.
For Dan O'Brien. Don't ask him why.
But ladies and gentlemen, we could talk about that all day long, but the fact is it's Wide Open Wednesday. Thank you for joining us, and that means we take your phone calls,
Mike,
at 888-920. What?
I have a new element for Wide Open Wednesday.
Okay, can I just say what we're doing first? We're taking your phone calls at 888. Hold on.
Yeah.
920 more.
We love you.
We love you.
We love you as a listener. Yes, we do. So give us a call and a chance to listen to you.
Where did you get this?
Wide Open Wednesday on the Mike O'Mara Show. There's a lot of things on the internet. That's all right, what I'm going to say.
Let me do it right now. Hold on just a second. All right. No, I'm not going to do it. All right, here we go. Okay, go live.
Oh, he's doing Facebook Live. This could be his last Facebook Live of the year.
Oh, my God. Or of the show.
Oh, you mean, oh, yeah.
Hi, everybody. It's Mike O'Mara. Yes, it's another Wednesday, the Wednesday before the big holiday. Boy, are we excited. Look at that new haircut I got. Doesn't that look fantastic? Yeah, stick it straight up. Hey, and look at that piney knot. Yes, that's right. I'm from the Piney Knot Lodge in the great state of Maine as we broadcast to you. And ladies and gentlemen, it is Wide Open Wednesday. That's right.
We love you as a listener.
Can I do my thing, please, without you talking?
You're fine.
Oh, Rob's talking.
Singing.
There they are.
Hi,
America.
Hello. Hi, everybody.
Hey, hello, world.
Yes.
Yeah.
By the way, so from the Piney Knot Studios up here in Maine and then down in Washington, D.C., we're taking your phone calls right now at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. That's right. I was reading the number there for a second. We'll take your phone calls, and we'll talk to you. I hope you have, by the way, for all the people that are watching me on Facebook Live right now, hey, Chris Monahan, Jason Ely, how you doing, Michael? Innocente. Are you really that innocent? Anyway, hey, God. Ben Mayfield, Rob Fort, Rob, you're in the studio.
That was so Jack Benny. Rob, stop
that.
Now cut that out.
Let's see. How many do I have here?
Ford is such a file that he had to watch you while he's in studio.
I've got 100. I've got 101. It just went down to 98. So people dropped in and dropped up. Now down to 94. Let's bring
Ford effect.
All right, we're back up to 107. I'll get off the Facebook Live when we get to 150. We're at 114, ladies and gentlemen. As soon as we get to 150, I can stop.
The lines are locked, Mike. The lines are locked.
By the way, here's our phone number again. It's 888-920-MORE. Please get on the line to get on the air right now. And greetings and happy holidays to each and every one of you. I hope you're doing fine, everybody. Hi to Bradford Tree. Hi to Nick Peterson, Lena Malik, all those good people. We're up to 131.
Lines are locked.
Not going to take a phone call until I get 150
Facebook Live. The casino never lets you win.
That's right. Now, 133.
If you have a gambling problem, dial 1-800.
Log in.
That's right.
50 people have reacted to this video so far. What does that mean? You got hives? Get it ready. 140, 153. We're there. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Bye bye. So you see you later. That's it. All right. Very good. Let's take a phone call on the Mike O'Mara Show. Hello, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Ronnie.
Hello. Hey, yo. What's up, gentlemen?
Hey, you got a little one there?
Good morning, gentlemen.
Hello. Do you have a little person there? Do you have a child there, Mister? Not paying attention. It's a phone conversation.
I cannot hear anything that you guys are saying, guys.
Oh, wait. Are we sending them the phones?
Jesus.
Oh,
Christ.
No. This might be a fail of all fails.
We're sending.
Now we're
sending.
Hello? Now do you hear me,
hey,
sir?
Can you guys hear me?
Yes, sir.
There you guys go.
Okay, good.
All right. Thanks for the call.
There was an issue.
What's your name, sir?
This is Ronique.
Ronique! Raider Nation.
Ronique, that's right.
How
was your flight over the weekend to the football game? Did you have a good time?
It was unbelievable, man. I don't remember any of it.
Ronnie, it sounds like you might not remember any of this conversation. How you feeling today?
I'm doing great, man. Doing great. Just getting my son here ready for school.
6:20 a.m.
Yeah, oh, that's right. 6:20 out there in Las Vegas.
Whoa.
And you're a trooper to get the kid up early because you got kind of a nighttime gig, don't you?
Oh, yes, I do. He's been up since 5:30. He just slapped me in the face when I was.
I can relate to that. I can relate to it. Ronnie, you're one of the biggest supporters of TMOS. We want to say Merry Christmas to you and your family. Go get your kid ready, and God bless you, and thanks for your continued support. Unless there's anything else you wanted to say, Ronnie, we got to take a couple more calls here.
That's all I wanted to say to you guys. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to you guys. Thank you, sir.
God bless you, Ronnie. Thank you very much.
I appreciate that. Let's take another phone call right here. By the way, we're locked and loaded with the phone calls at 888-920-MORE. Hello, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Good morning, Mike.
Good morning. How is dein einen person denn, Colin?
I'm not in Germany today, but it's good to hear you guys. Glad to be home back stateside today.
What's your name and where are you from, sir?
This is Brendan, the German opera singer.
Oh, I remember, German opera singer. Okay, I don't, Rob, but you got to enlighten me.
He's called us in the past. You live in Germany because of a job?
Well done, Rob. That's a good recap.
How do you say stroke in German?
How do you say f*** you in German?
Oh, dear.
Hey, you know, it's probably something we should say, Mike, but our hearts are with the German people and what they're going through right now. It's nice that you're stateside, but I'm sure that you have a different context and, you know, the news of late, very sad, but as a people, we get together and we strive for a better human condition.
So does that, do you know where all this crap happened with the attack, which I guess they haven't gotten the guy yet. They let somebody else go.
I lived about half a kilometer down the street from where that happened.
No kidding.
For about 6 months of my life, I lived there.
It seems to be the new reality that, because they, I guess, are not sophisticated enough or don't have access to the blow-up stuff they used to have and the guns and all that. They're just telling any asshat to hop in a truck and mow people down. So, as Oscar said, really, sympathy's going out to everything. And you, sir, thank you for your continued support of TMOS. Is there anything else we can do for you?
No, just I wish you happy holidays and thanks and keep it up, guys.
Merry Christmas.
Appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Merry Christmas. Let's move on and take another phone call right here. Hello, Mike O'Mara Show. You are on the air.
Hey.
Hey's for horses.
Hello. You mean I won a fruitcake? Did I win a fruitcake?
No, you didn't win a fruitcake. We actually have to call you.
Just kidding. Calling to say I love you guys.
We love you. We love you long time.
Are you related to the Wisniewski family?
Yes! My sister!
Oh, that's wonderful. Aww. That's wonderful.
Oh, there seems to be a connection problem. Merry Christmas.
Oh, yeah, Merry Christmas. Bye-bye. Thank you.
Merry Christmas to all the pushy broads out there.
Oh, now stop.
Rob,
she was very nice,
you?
Rob.
Yeah, she's great.
She was very, very nice. Let's take a couple of more, and then we have to start the real show from the Stinky Guy Studios in Washington, D.C. Hello, Mike O'Mara Show. You're on the air. Who's this?
Good morning. It's Joel Rogers. Merry Christmas to you. A little early.
Merry Christmas. Joel! Joel, you wonderful pilot, you never miss an opportunity to call in. Where are you today?
I'm in a hotel room waiting for my LaGuardia call here in about an hour and a half.
Yeah, you are.
Joel, I have to pass along to you. I follow you on Facebook, Joel, and you posted something that made the phobic flyer a little nervous when you talked about the fact that it's okay, you don't mind landing on a dry runway. I immediately, like for about 10 minutes, I had to download that and just go, does that mean he hates landing on a wet runway? Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Help me. Joel,
it's easier when the weather's good.
Joel, you know, you walk the plane. That's what you do. You do the inside and the outside. You check out your equipment when you're on that flight. I have to ask you this. What are your thoughts on the, as a man who has flown the equipment, who has piloted Airbus A320s, what is your opinion on, like, row 22 on back?
Safety-wise or comfort-wise?
Well, safety-wise, comfort-wise,
odor-wise.
Oh, yeah. Safety-wise is fine. Comfort and odor-wise, maybe not so much.
Yeah, not so hot. When are you getting the big one? When are you getting the big jet?
January 23rd is the start of training. February 8th is the last day in the simulator.
Wow, that's so awesome. Cool. Do you know yet where you're going to be flying in the world with the big boys?
Based in Detroit, and I've put in a bid. Hopefully I'll get Atlanta in the next couple months. But you don't know your schedule more than a month out, and they don't know February yet.
Okay. All right. Well, you know what, Joel? You've been a great supporter of the show. We want to say Merry Christmas
best,
to you and your family.
Yeah,
you
too.
So
I'll hang up and take my answer off the air.
Thank you very much. That's Joel Rogers. What a wonderful guy. Yep.
You can always
pilot.
Spot those planes based in Detroit because they have no hubcaps.
Rob Spiewak. Rob Spiewak, ladies and gentlemen. There he is. I don't have my replay, so.
All right, then let's play this, Mike.
We love you. We love you.
There it is.
We love you as a listener. Yes, we do. So give us a call and a chance to
Okay. Take a couple more before we go to break. All right, shut that crap.
Lines are locked.
Lines are open on the Mike O'Mara Show. Thank you. Let's. How about I hit it already?
That is the best.
Let's take a couple more. Hello, Mike O'Mara Show, Wide Open Wednesday. How are you?
Hey, gentlemen. How's it going?
It's going great. Yeah. What's your name, sir?
This is Chad from Wisconsin.
Chad.
Chad, hey. Thank you for calling. What can we do for you on this fine Wednesday before Christmas?
Two quick questions. Rob?
Yes.
Back in the day, one of the show openings from a previous entity, there was a woman's voice, I believe it was, where it was, the woman would say, I hate you, Rob. I've always wondered what that was.
Oh, you don't, Mike, do you remember that tape?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, Chad, that was your mother.
Oh, whoa.
I'm sorry you had to meet her. She's quite...
No, actually, I don't think there was ever such a tape. I recall no tape.
And what's your other question, sir?
Well, I had a show idea for a possible spinoff / addition to your bonus show.
Mm.
You seem to have some young, bright, interesting people come through your show as far as interns go.
I would say you're right about the young part.
I went to school for radio, TV, broadcasting and failed miserably. I graduated around 2000, 2001.
Right.
And the biggest thing that I realized I didn't have then was a voice or a thought because I was a young, moronic child.
Now, when you say you didn't have a voice, what, a vehicle? Or are you talking about the actual hardware of having the pipes?
Like a life. You know, other than just going out and drinking beer and...
He didn't have an opinion. He's very vanilla, right.
Well, I can already tell that you didn't understand that question. So, I'm a little suspect, but get to the point. What is your idea, sir?
For an extra bonus show, you should have a show called The Interns that they can do whenever they want. Talk about four or five different topics that aren't...
Well, now I should say, before you go on there, not to interrupt, but Big O and Dukes have a show kind of called The Horde, where they took some of
Rally the Horde. We've been trying to cancel it for years.
Their
it's like herpes.
Oscar, I don't hear Oscar like singing the praises of it, but you know what? We'll take it under advisement. Yes. I always like to feature interns, and that's why if you get the bonus package, you get some of our finest interns singing your holiday favorites. But I'll think about a show, and God bless you. Merry Christmas.
Thank you, sir.
Let's take one or two more calls, and then we will be done with this segment for today. Hello. Oh, yeah, that didn't sound any better than I intended.
I really like when you really inject the enthusiasm.
We're done touching the flesh in just a bit.
That's the magic.
Hello, Mike O'Mara Show. You're on the air.
Hello?
Yes, who's this?
Hi, this is Donna calling from Lodi, California.
Oh, Donna.
Donna.
Hold on just a second. Is there somebody in here?
Oh,
Donna, that's not you.
My studio. Donna, I apologize. Go ahead. Donna from Lodi, how are you, sweetie?
I'm good. I'm on my way to work.
Oh, nice. People still work in this country, Mike, like us.
Excellent. Yeah.
That's ridiculous. It's the holidays. Are you going to get a little holiday break, Donna?
Yeah, I get Friday and Monday off.
Nice. What do you do for a living, dear?
Do you work at a correctional facility?
No, I do accounts payable for a family.
Accountants, Mike. Accountants.
Was there anything else we can do for you, Donna?
I just want to tell you, you make my day every day when I have my headphones on in my cubicle farm.
God bless you.
That's wonderful. You guys.
Well, you know what? The listeners make our day, and everybody's so great about giving us feedback for the show. And we are looking for a bigger and better 2017. And God bless you, Donna. And keep listening out in Lodi. I love the name of that town. Lodi. That's why it's in so many songs. Have a Merry Christmas, Donna.
My husband got me listening to you guys, and it was a great thing.
That's wonderful. Sweet. And you know what? Really, it does kind of back up one of our many philosophies on this show, that wives should always pay attention to what their husbands say.
That's right.
Amen.
Thank you, Donna.
Thank you. Merry Christmas,
everyone. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Merry wise
Christmas.
Man.
That's right.
The lines
no
are
misogyny.
Locked, Mike.
No misogyny here, but thanks for the call, little lady. Let's take a couple more. 888-920-6673. Hello, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Who's this?
Well, Merry Christmas. This is Santa Claus in Bakersfield, California, a.k.a. Chucko the Clown.
Chucko the Clown, with your wonderful California accent, mm-hmm. I have missed you. I know that this is a busy season for people in your line of work,
busy,
Chucko.
Busy.
That's not fair. Chucko, how's business in the world of clowning?
Well, I am serious, Mike. This time of year, I do a Santa Claus, although I'm not a mall Santa.
No.
And today, I will be skating for my local hockey affiliate as a skating Santa for what we call a Winterfest, which is an outdoor skating arena.
What time does that event start?
I can't wait.
Because
that starts at 5 o'clock, but I wanted to say one thing before you cut me off.
I'm just curious. 5 o'clock, that gives you enough time to sober up, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
But Rob, I wanted to thank you because a few years ago you talked about the Polar Express where you get on the airplane at Dulles, and they fly around to the North Pole. Do you recall that?
Yeah, just in a thumbnail sketch, it is a simulated flight to the North Pole. They never actually take off. You get the kids on a plane,
That's
the windows are
cool.
shut. They all fire up the engines
all
and
right.
all that stuff.
Okay, so what's going on, Chucko?
Well, thanks to Rob on that experience, I make sure when I leave a house, I explain to the kids why I'm driving a car that you cannot land a sleigh in a neighborhood. You have to land at the local airport. But I make sure that I keep my beard on because I don't want it to end suddenly like the Polar Express did at Dulles Airport, where it's like it's over, right? You're gone. You're off the airplane.
Right.
And I want to keep that illusion to the kids that I really am Santa Claus, and I rented a car, and I'm going back to the airport where Mrs. Claus is watching the reindeer.
Oh, that's
very
wonderful.
Kind of you.
That's wonderful, yeah. Chucko. That's that's so beautiful. And I guess it's incredibly thrilling to bring such joy and excitement to all the kiddies this time of year.
Well,
right?
I have to tell you, I'm not a mall Santa, and I have to embrace those guys because they do a wonderful job for
they're on the front lines.
Shifts.
Yeah,
right.
But
right,
I make visits. I do a little magic, a little balloons. Okay. I try to bring a different twist to Santa Claus.
Right.
But I wanted to get cut off, so I wanted to just do one joke. Could I do that?
Yeah, you know what, Chucko?
It's the holidays. It's Christmas.
This time of year.
Sure.
This, Santa. This time of year, we'd love to hear it. Go ahead.
Well, I just wanted to tell you, it's so cold at the North Pole that when I light a candle, the flame freezes. Where's the cutoff, guys?
I hate my life.
Wow. Like, nothing beats the excitement of looking out your door and seeing Santa getting out of a Kia.
I was gonna say Merry Christmas, but goodbye. All right. I hate to go out on that note, but that's the note we're going to go out
really?
On.
Really? So,
thank you, Chuck. When we come back, your letters in the mailbag on the Mike O'Mara Show. Thanks a ton. Thanks a pantload, Chucko.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Thank you for listening. I'd like to wish you a Merry Christmas and a wonderful New Year.
IBC presents live via satellite from New York, Bethlehem, Helsinki, West Berlin, and the Great Barrier Reef, Charles Dickens' immortal Christmas classic, Scrooge, starring Buddy Hackett, Jamie Farr, the Solid Gold Dancers, and Mary Lou Retton as Tiny Tim. Hosted by Sir John Houseman, Scrooge, it will touch your every heartstring. That's right, it all starts on Christmas Eve. Christmas Eve on IBC. You'll love it.
Oh, my gosh. Does that suck?
You know who loves Mary Lou Retton, Frank? My kids.
Yeah.
Children, love, and acrobat.
Oh, God. We have spent $40 million on a live TV show. You guys have got an ad with America's favorite old fart reading a book in front of a fireplace. Now I have to kill all of you.
Everywhere it's Christmas. Everywhere it's fun. London,
Paris, and New York,
and Tokyo, Hong Kong. Oh, everywhere it's Christmas.
And I'm off to join the char.
Everywhere is Christmas.
At the end of every year.
Oh, everywhere is Christmas. At the end of
The Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana.
And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
We're live from the Fiverr Studios in Washington, D.C. The Mike O'Mara Show is on the air. The Mike O'Mara Show, a national podcast and radio show with an incredibly loyal following around the world. TMOS listeners get it. If you're here, so do you. It's wide open Wednesday, 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673 or MikeO'MaraShow.com. Online, on air, on now. This is the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you today by our good friends at Sleep Number.
Yeah.
You've heard me talk about my Sleep Number bed and how it has changed my life. It's truly one of my favorite things. Now, my innovative friends at Sleep Number have created a pillow that is so comfortable. It's everybody's favorite, including mine. Carl and I fight over this pillow. I love this pillow. I don't know how they did it. I don't know how they made it perfect, but they did. The Sleep Number Comfort Fit Pillow. What a great gift for the holidays, too. It's the perfect combination of soft comfort and conforming support. It features a unique fill of memory foam compiled and coupled with premium down alternative fibers, so it keeps its shape night after night. The Comfort Fit Pillow is so comfortable, it is truly a must-have gift. My Sleep Number setting is an 85. Carla's is 65. Last night, the Sleep IQ score 95, and I feel great. There's just one place you'll find the Comfort Fit Pillow at a Sleep Number store. Right now, you can buy one and get one 50% off. Be sure to check it all out. All their great gifts for smarter sleep. You'll only find it at a Sleep Number at any of the 500 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Find Sleep Number stores near you by calling 800-511-0061. Make sure that you make a list and check it twice. And be sure to tell them that Mike O'Mara sent you.
Wow.
Mike.
Hi.
The yes. lines are still locked.
They remain locked.
All right. All right. What we'll do is we'll do the mailbag in our third segment, and we will take some more phone calls right now because this is a quick break. Let's get right to them. Wide open Wednesday. That's that Facebook Live helps the cause.
It does.
888-920-6673. Hello, Mike O'Mara Show. Who's this?
Fruitcake.
Fruitcake. No. I'm so sorry. No, see, we call people. They don't call us. You see, we get a
fruitcake.
Number.
Fruitcake.
No.
We get
fruitcake,
people
fruitcake.
Mailed in, and that's fruitcake. Not how it works. No, thank you. Hang up on that person. Oh. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Always let's good to hear from CBS management.
Let's take another phone call right here. Hello, Mike O'Mara Show. You're on the air.
Hello, boys. Mary Krimble.
Hi, oh, Mary Krimble.
Yikes.
Who is this?
Oh, they hung up? I didn't do a single thing.
Wow.
Well, got scared. Shuck. Another
Wide
call's
on
the
Wednesday,
line.
On a Wednesday before Yay. Christmas. Hello, Mike O'Mara Show. Hi.
Hey, this is Charlie Burney. Hey, guys.
Hi, Charlie. How are you?
Charlie, are you say your name is Charlie Burney?
Yes.
Yeah, I know Oscar.
He's a good friend of the show, Mike.
Kind
He's
of interesting.
He's got some time.
Two first names, which is kind of Charlie
like
Burney.
Like a radio guy.
Burney Charlie, you know. yes. Charlie Burney, because your name is Charlie Burney, I'll call you the full name, Charlie Burney. How are you, Charlie Burney?
I'm good, Mike. Merry Christmas to you guys.
Merry Christmas. What can we do for you, Charlie Burney?
Very excited. Well, I wanted to wish you Merry Christmas. Oscar knows I'm a big fan and never tried to call in before, but have made it through the morass, the telephone jungle. And made it into the show. It's just very exciting. I'm a daily listener, Mike. And
well, good. It's nice to meet you over the phone. And I'm glad. How do you know Oscar? You know him from the other show, Big O and Dukes, or do you know him from one of his many business networking
ventures,
relationships?
Mike, ventures. He knows me from
well,
the Mike O'Mara show.
You guys, I listened to you guys a long time ago. I listened to Don and Mike's show. I listened to Big O and Dukes a little bit on the radio, and then I made the jump a few months after you. You started. I didn't get you on day one. I forget how I found you. Maybe on Facebook. I don't remember.
Good. Well, it's glad we're with you, and it's very nice to meet you, Charlie Burney. Looking forward to the holiday season.
Oh yes, I have two 16-year-olds, Mike. It's learn how to drive time of my life. Horrifying.
Yeah,
that's
but you
bad
know what?
Stuff.
But here's the thing, Charlie Burney. I can talk about this because as my my 21-year-old and my 19-year-old are both under my roof up here in the great state of Maine currently,
right.
I will tell you that you are nearing the finish line.
It's
you know,
horrifying.
With 16-year-olds, you know, and one thing I would just give you a piece of advice, if you don't mind, Charlie Burney,
please.
Would be to, you know, nurture that relationship. And because, you know, there's always the chance that if things go south, you know, might start all over again. And who knows? You might, you might be 57 and, you know, waking up to 5:45 with a 3-year-old every morning.
Yeah. Well, Mike, I'm 54, so there's no starting over at this point.
No, okay, you're out of it. Yeah, I'm the same way.
Charlie Burney.
I love my wife, Carla, and, you know, and I love having my daughters here. And you know, this has really turned out to be an experiment up here in the Great White North that I love. I love being up here. It is special. It is
What is the temperature today up there?
Today it's going to be balmy. It's going to be like 27 degrees
not bad.
Today for a high temperature.
It's like summer.
So yeah. That's like summertime up here. It's not like it was yesterday with a high temperature of 7 degrees. So yeah, we're doing well. But
never been up there in the winter. I've been to Lake George, New York in February, which is pretty cold and pretty fun. They have a winter festival there. But used to go to camp up, Mike, in the Waterville, Maine area where Colby College is.
Yep, Waterville is very close by. I'm probably 45 minutes away from Waterville right here, and we're very, very happy. And Charlie Burney, happy to talk with
All
you.
Right,
but it
guys.
Really this is starting to sound like a conversation in one of my aunt's living rooms. So,
thank you for all the support,
we'll say,
Charlie.
Thanks,
Please
Chuck.
Pass the fruitcake, and I'll talk to you later in the moment.
God bless. God bless,
hey,
Charlie Burney.
You know what, Mike? Bye. Mr. Burney reminded me because of the weekend and because Carrie and I were down with sickness, I neglected to wish my daughter a happy sweet 16 this past Sunday.
Oh,
and man. And you know, it's so funny. I remember you coming to visit Carrie in the hospital when Julia was born. Can you believe that was 16 years ago?
I am stunned. I am stunned at the speed with which life moves. This time of year, especially when you have a daughter that's having a birthday, you become so acutely aware of the speed of the clock.
Yep.
It's stunning to me, you know. I just can't believe how fast it is. And, you know, I you just get moments where you realize how everybody's grown up, like when you're sending your daughter into a casino to get your cell phone.
Blink of an eye, Mike.
Really
blink of an eye.
Meanwhile, I can't get Julia to take her driver's ed so I can have a designated driver. Things are tough.
Well, why won't she?
She has no interest in getting her license right now.
Okay, you know what? This is when you...
No, but you know what? This is something that is a common trend among 16-year-olds.
No, it's just you and your pussy that drive the kids everywhere. Why would they want to drive if you get driven?
Because you don't... Here is something you so and thoroughly don't understand.
Talk to me.
Because you have no children. You're not plugged in
talking
to
parenthood.
This, you're not plugged into the 16-year-old lifestyle. It's just not as big a deal anymore. And for some reason. I don't know.
Well,
but she will get her
license. It's not a big deal if there's no need. If you're paying for their Uber, if you're driving them everywhere, then there's no need for them to race to the DMV to get anything.
But I
am also
stunned.
Keep in mind the cost of insurance for a young child. It's also not so bad.
Well, if you're not pushing them, then they're not going to push themselves.
But I'm stunned. It was all.
Oh, it was huge.
It was 2 years.
Yeah.
It was 2 years of all that I could think about was getting my license. And I can't believe these kids nowadays.
It's not just her. It is common among her friends. It's just not a big deal anymore. I don't get it.
Have you talked to her about it? Why it's not a big deal?
She says, you know, she says we can get around to it. She says, I'll learn it in school. There's the in-class. She'll get that this year in school. And then she'll get her behind the wheel and then she'll do it. My mom has, you know, said, do you want to go out and drive? Because she has her learners. I made her drive 500 yards the day she got her learners. And but she hasn't asked. I said, do you want to go drive? We could. You know, like it's like asking, do you want to go to the dentist? She doesn't have any drive for it. Pardon the pun.
That's weird.
It is weird.
That's not like when I grew up. That's for sure.
Because she's home studying, Mike.
Let's take a break. Let's not take a break. One more call, then we'll take a break.
Okay.
Hello,
right.
Mike O'Mara Show. Who's this? Hello, you're on the air. Mike O'Mara Show. Who's this?
This is Perry and Burke. How's it going, guys?
Perry and Burke.
Perry, what can we do for you?
Just wanted to call, say Merry Christmas, say I love the show. I saw the number pop up, and I've wanted to call for weeks now, so I wanted to call and say
nice.
God bless you,
Isn't
Perry. Have nice. A wonderful Merry Christmas. You got any kids?
One. Yeah, I'm actually home sick with the sick one-year-old right now. So.
Oh, there's so much. Elizabeth woke up this morning up here in Maine and was like, Dad, I've got this scratchy throat. Carla looked at me. It's like, people get sick. I'm sorry. It's the way it's been. Everybody's been sick for a month. That's the way it goes this time of year. It's terrible. But Perry, Merry Christmas. Happy Crimble to you and yours and your family. Let's take one more call. Then we will go to break.
Right.
And then we'll have the mailbag. Hello, Mike O'Mara Show. You are on the air. Who's this?
Hey, it's Stacy from Havasu. How are you guys?
Hi, Stacy.
Stacy, spring break.
Hi. Oh.
How you doing, Stacy?
Lake Havasu, Mike. We've talked to Stacy before.
Lake Havasu.
That's where everyone goes topless.
Yes.
T-O-P.
No, not anymore.
Oh.
Well, no, that's not exactly true. So, you know, I'm going to have to side with Rob on this one, on the 16-year-old driver, because I have one, and he doesn't want to get his license either. But I'll tell you what.
You know what? If this is to me, I'm sorry. This is the decline and fall of civilization.
It's like China is winning.
This is like, why drive? Why do something physical when you can put your effing nose into a cell phone 24/7 and do dick? I'm sorry. I've thought about it.
True.
And I've come full, sir. It sucks. Come on, kids.
That too is true. I have to play with you on the phone thing. But we live in Havasu where there's, you know, 90% of it is four-way stops, and it's snowbird season.
I can relate to that. I mean, I know what you're talking about with that, but it's completely foreign to me. I mean, my daughters, I remember them.
What was
being,
it like when they turned? Because they've, 3 and 5 years ago, right?
You know, you'd have to call somebody who was in the house. But anyway. No, my daughters were both excited. Hey, let me see how they, hold on a second.
All right.
Hey, Catherine, Elizabeth, are you here?
Well, they have to be. They don't like to drive.
Well, no, they might have been. Well, they both drive now. They drive miles. They drive up to Maine, for God's sake. They didn't drive on this trip. Catherine, Elizabeth, come here for a second.
I can call them on their cells if you want, Mike.
Maybe they're out of the house because, you know, Mike, there's not much time left to get your shopping done. They might have gone into Ellsworth.
4 days left for Christmas shopping. 4 days left to fill the stocking. 4 days left for Christmas shopping. Only got 4 days more.
1, 2, 3, 4. Only 4 shopping days of Christmas.
Only 4 days.
Hurry, 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 or
you'll be sorry.
That's my favorite.
He said days old Christmas.
Well, he's drunk.
Just got an update.
Yes.
Elizabeth went into town. Catherine's still sleeping, Michael's in the bathtub, and Mom is exercising.
So he's in the tub unattended?
Everybody enjoy. Well, he's always in the tub unattended. He's
really?
Been in the tub. He's been in the tub unattended since he was 18 months.
Oh, that's good. He keeps that body temperature up.
Survival skills.
Yeah, the kid. My kid.
Guy like MacGyver. He always comes out alive.
Funny, he doesn't look bluish. What?
Do you remember that? Remember that whole thing where we waited a long time for potty training? You know.
Yes.
So he wears the training like dighties at night, right?
When sure.
he sleeps, woke his mom up at like 5:45 and said, "Mommy, I got to go pee pee." Has never had a wet night. Dry night every single night.
Fantastic.
Dry as a bone.
Yeah, so pretty cool with that. But everybody's enjoying their lifestyle. Just getting it done. Just slaying the dragon.
Merry Christmas, Havasu.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Havasu.
Ciao, ciao. Happy New Year. Mike,
thank
don't
you.
Look so mad.
Okay, thank you.
You look mad.
We go. I can't understand why that would be. I love the phone calls. Thank you. Let's take a break when we come back. It's the mailbag.
Yay!
We'll be right back.
Jingle bells, jingle all the way.
Hey. TMOS's quietest intern, Vincent, here again to talk to you about Amazon. Have you started thinking about holiday gifts? Or how about a birthday present for that nephew you see once a year? No? Me either. But there's good news. With Amazon, it's never too late. Amazon offers next day shipping to make sure all your gifts arrive as soon as you need them. Just visit MikeOmeraShow.com/Amazon or follow the Amazon link from the show's homepage. Every purchase benefits the show at no added expense to you. So what are you waiting for? Shop Amazon through the Mike O'Mara Show today and buy everything you want. But on second thought, screw that nephew. He's such a brat. In a
one-horse open. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by our bonus package. It's the most wonderful time of the year, but it's also one of the busiest. Luckily, one of the most important holiday traditions doesn't take much time at all. It only takes a moment to subscribe, renew, or give the TMOS bonus package. Each week, we record a sixth episode of the show, uncensored, commercial-free, and it can be yours if you subscribe to the TMOS bonus package. You get full access to all of the 2017 bonus content, plus the entire bonus show anthology at over a 25% savings. Plus, order now, and you'll receive the soon-to-be classic holiday album, Have an O'Merry Christmas, which I believe hits today. Am I right, boys?
It's out.
It drops today, Mike.
Yes.
And we'll be discussing that in the body of the show. I got a chance to hear every single cut, and it's off to the printer, and very, very exciting. Off to the vinyl manufacturer.
Yes,
it's
we'll so be pressing super. Lots of nice, thick 45s.
No, you're going to receive it digitally. We're not doing that.
Top anyway, five, Mike. I can't wait till you reveal your top five songs.
All waiting for you at
coming
the Michael
in at number two.
.com. With the holidays approaching, it makes a great gift. It's the only way to get our TMOS holiday album. So if you want to buy it, give it, or renew it, click that bonus banner and get her done, the TMOS bonus package. Order it right now.
It's a good time to do it.
All right, since we have the mailbag and since we just talked about the bonus shows, do we want to front load the giveaway for the Amazon? Do we want to do that on the air at all? I mean, I'm sure it's up to you guys. What
Mike,
do you want to do?
We can Oscars, draw baby. Five names, right? We'll
okay.
take five names. Five listeners will get a smashing phone call or email from your boy over the holiday, and you will right. receive a digital $200 Amazon
Whoa!
Gift card.
Do we want to announce the names today? Do we
Let's
want to
pull
do that?
The names, if
okay.
you don't mind.
Rob,
also,
do we have do you have a timpani that I can borrow so I can?
I can get a timpani. Yeah, give me one.
Get
sec.
A timpani for each name, and we'll reach in and who has the hat? Who has the hat with the
I've
names?
I've got the satchel, Mike. It is
missile?
Not a hat. I have to hold it down here because it is basically torn almost.
All right, very good. Every time you hear a timpani, we will pull out one name, and when we get to five, those people will be contacted over the holidays.
May
and
I
thank
briefly
you
ask
for
if Diego can come in here? He's sitting outside rotting.
Yes,
and he should
yes,
come
in
here. Let's have him in here. One more sausage for this fest.
Come on in, Diego.
Okay.
Come on into the room of stink.
Yes.
Add to the, yeah. the environment.
Diego, you can bring a chair in here so you don't have to stand. You're okay standing? All right. Moving on here. All right.
Right. Very good. Do we have the timpani yet,
yes,
Rob?
Yes, please.
I need one moment, please. I did not
All right.
expect
you
that.
Also, you've had one.
A quick sidebar. Diego came through with a Hatchimal for
He showed me before the show.
Little
that is
Sophia.
Fantastic. We've got the Hatchimal.
Who
That's
says potheads can't be counted on?
Look at that.
I'll say that I don't know how this was... really put together the deal, how it was absconded.
Got it from his drug
dealer.
Yeah.
I just heard that dollars were exchanged. Diego came out on top. Hopefully you didn't have to pay full price and you got some dollars back.
Pony, do you want to recap how the bargaining went? Because okay. It was a thrilling negotiation.
He's
not unlike the Louisiana Purchase, Mike.
He basically said, I've got $100. How much do you want for it?
That's so funny. So he got $100. He got it for $100. That's a pretty good deal.
He didn't get anything for himself. We're not counting the $100 I initially gave him, allegedly.
Right.
But overall, this is a win-win. This is going to be tough.
Whose hands will that be in, Luca?
Well, Mike, it's not going to be with anyone I know, but it is going to be with a TMOS family member because the odds were against you, Diego. So if any good businessman knows, they got to double down. One on a pothead and one that someone's reliable, right? So I didn't think he was going to come through.
Nearly making sense.
So a listener already sent me a Hatchimal, so I have technically two Hatchimals. Two.
So you've got one that you can give away to a listener?
And what? So I've got an extra one, Mike.
Wow. What do you want to do with it?
Well,
somebody
wrote in and said, no, I'm not going to resell it, Rofo, you jerk. I'm not going to drop it off the roof either,
hateful.
You jerk.
Hateful.
No.
See, that's why I like that boy.
Yeah.
Rofo's got a lot of me in him, and that dropping off the roof would be great. Hey, here's your Hatchimal. Merry effing Christmas.
Hey, drop it off the roof and try to hit the Tourette's guy out there.
Oh, no! Oh. No! A listener had probably messaged me and said, my wife has been driving around all of D.C., and he gave me a nice little letter,
uh-huh.
And I said, hey, man, if I come across an extra one, it's all yours. So I will, a TMOS fan will go home with this.
Nice.
He's gonna have to private message me. So you're making someone's Christmas, not necessarily Sophia's, because I couldn't count on you, but someone else. So thank you so much.
That would be wonderful. Yes. I don't know which I'd want more, Hatchimals or connectivity.
Anyway.
That's absolutely awesome. Let's reach into the hat, hit the timpani for our first name. We'll get through these really quickly, and then we will take a break and come back with your mailbag. The first winner of the Amazon $200 gift certificate for supporting the TMOS Bonus Show is...
Lee DeWeese!
Hey!
Congratulations!
Hey!
Thank you for the support.
Nice!
Lee DeWeese!
That's awesome. I love that.
DeWeese.
Good stuff. That's great.
Loved you in all those 90s movies.
Hey, Rob, you can turn down the holiday music.
Okay.
I got my own music back.
You got it?
Okay, I'll start it again. Here we go. And now our second winner for the Amazon.
Devin Lockwood!
Yay, Devin!
Devin Lockwood.
That's number two.
Pony, I'm going to need contact information. Keep track.
Yeah, very good. Our third TMOS bonus listener.
What's 2 + 2? That's 4. That means Chris Maths of 1.
Yay!
Chris, congratulations. That's wonderful. Moving right along, we have the two left. You hold in your hand two more winners.
Every one of these winners,
$200.
$200 Amazon gift card.
$200 Amazon gift card. Yeah, we have two more left. Who's the penultimate winner?
Nice word.
Thank you.
Charlotte Suchan.
Charlotte Suchan.
Yay, Charlotte. Hush, hush, sweet Charlotte.
I was
Amazon
say,
gift
succumb.
Card. Merry Christmas to you. We're getting them to you just in the nick of time.
That's right.
Here we
go.
Holiday. And now, our final Amazon gift card valued at $200, giving away $1,000 worth of Amazon gift cards on the Mike O'Mara Show for your support of the TMOS bonus package. And who is our winner, Oscar?
The man with the hottest daughters. One is over 18. It's Samuel Ram.
Sam Ram.
Samuel Ram. All right.
Creepy, I know that, but you're a big winner.
That's awesome. That is
delightful.
Congratulations. Thank you very much.
Mm.
And thanks to everybody that participated and supported our TMOS bonus package. We are truly grateful. Enjoy your gift cards and happy holidays. We will take a brief break. When we come back, ladies and gentlemen, it is the mailbag. The mailbag for you that we have been waiting patiently for. I'm breaking at the right time. Am I breaking
yeah,
at the right time?
You're perfect. You're perfect.
I'm breaking at the right time?
Yes,
we
ma'am.
We will come back and get right to it as we broadcast live from the Washington, D.C. stink room right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Jingle bell time.
Well, I still haven't proposed yet, Joe.
What's the matter? Fear of commitment?
Well, you know, half of marriages end in divorce, and the other half, some of those end in murder.
He's not going to kill you.
Yeah, but I don't want to lose half my stuff.
Half of your 2003 Sentra? What's that worth?
Not funny, dude, but it's $412. Check us out at robinjoeshow.com, iTunes, Stitcher, and the new Mike O'Mara Show app.
For more information, visit us at morebroadcasting.com.
Note to self, next year with those Amazon gift cards, I think we spread it out a little bit more. We do it maybe a week before Christmas.
We had a packed December.
We did. We have been very, very busy, and we're busy today. So without further ado, let's get right to it. The mailbag, because it's not all about
not
us,
about
ladies
us,
and gentlemen.
No.
It's all about
you.
We should have canceled the mailbag this week.
Yeah.
Well, no, but the thing is, Rob gets a lot of you get a lot of listeners that send in letters at the last minute, right? To knock one out before the year's over.
I love when people sit down at about 6:30 after dinner and they say, "I'm going to write into the mailbag for tomorrow." They love
on,
that.
Do we have any gifts today?
Yes, we do. Oscar, there's
he wrote it. Can I say we have to pull back the curtain? Rob wrote it. Rob writes, really. I get at the top of my copy. Rob, who wrote this, says, "Hey, Rob, do we have any gifts today, you asshole?"
Say right there.
I know that. That's
funny.
What kind of setup is that?
Because I love it. Oscar, you have some presents, and I have some presents. I will start. Mike, this comes from a taxidermist. And or via a taxidermist. The listener is named John Baudette, and he wants you to have this.
Oh,
this is a squirrel's ass pencil holder.
If
you can hold that up for him to the camera,
please. I see it from here. I love it.
And, Mike, that is an actual, I don't know if it's a squirrel or a rat or something.
Like a squirrel.
Stop doing that, real
squirrel.
Well, the thing is the tail's too small for a squirrel, isn't
that,
it?
That, you know, as much as I love it, keep that in the studio, please. Thank you.
Hope nothing happens to it over the holidays.
You ought to keep it where people can see it.
No, we should keep it here.
I like that. Yeah. That's it. Keep it right there. Keep it right there.
Guests will enjoy it. It's a talking piece.
That brings me.
Discussion piece. All right, Oscar, you have a couple boxes. I know that. One is the first one. It's a clock and some records, and that comes with a postcard. This guy, Mike, sent you a stack of classic vinyl that we will ship down. Do you have a record player in Maine yet?
No. Send that down south.
Okay. And he also sent an alarm clock. Said it is set for 7 a.m. so that Oscar won't be late anymore.
Yeah, thank you, sir.
That's wonderful.
The name
thank
is
you.
On the postcard,
the
I believe.
The name is on the postcard. It's David Wheeler.
Yay, David. Woo! Thank
Thanks,
you
David.
So much.
Appreciate that. Thank you.
Milwaukee.
Jim Amato, who has been great with promos all year round, has sent us some cards and presents that I will have to work by proxy for you, Mike. Oscar, that's your card if you would open it, please.
No problem. Just quickly, Mike, I think some of these records... But one of them is the Denny McClain at the Oregon. The Detroit Tiger superstar swings with the Tigers. And it's just these classic records, I think, that you and little Michael and the family are going to enjoy.
You're
going
to love
fun.
This. That's the organist from Yankee Stadium. There's the original soundtrack to South Pacific and an LP that I actually listened to on vinyl, West Side Story, the original motion picture soundtrack.
Pressing.
Yeah, first pressing.
Wow. Did you listen to this one?
No, I haven't. I have that at home, but I didn't listen to those.
Wow, Mike.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
So you would open that card, Oscar, please?
Yes, I will open the card.
I also got a card from Jim Amato and a present, which I will open at this time. It is... some sort of book, The History of Rockabilly, the illustrated history of rock and roll. Thank you, Jim.
Jim Amato wrote a long card that I won't read on air because we simply don't have time.
Right.
But
right.
I got a Shake Shack gift card, and I'm into Shake Shack.
Nice.
Let me tell you.
For the holidays.
Big win. Thank you, Jim Amato. I will keep this privately, and I will message you privately.
And this is for you and Carla and baby Michael. There is
Into the mic, please.
Children's book called Cock-a-doodle-dee-doo-bop. Cock-a-doodle-lay-doo-bop. Which is obviously some sort of rock and roll themed chicken child book.
I love the kids' books. I love it. He's on that whole 1,000 books before preschool program. I love it.
Where are you at? Do you know?
Where
as far as 1,000 books?
What are these books going to Mike? Do you want them in Florida or do you want them to wait for...
Send them down south.
Down south. Okay.
Yeah, all right. Absolutely. I'm only up here for a couple of weeks.
And two more albums for you. Wes Montgomery, A Day in the Life, and the Band of Her Majesty's Irish Guards. Looks like Irish marching music, Mike.
Well, I'll march through the house with that. That's awesome. And you know what? Filling up the vinyl cabinet, I'm very grateful. And thank you and Merry Christmas. And
they're so compact.
Yes,
wonderful,
they are.
Generous group of listeners. We appreciate that. And thank you, and happy holidays to everybody. Is there
and
something
Wanda
else,
has
Rob?
Sent us a huge box of things. I believe there are hats and things that are all Christmas themed. So I think that, Mike, this will bring you great joy.
Oh, look at that. We could have used this earlier.
Oh, that's true.
Well, Rob. Rob's got his hat there. Rob just put his holiday hat on. Rob just put his holiday.
I don't know, like what I don't know what I like better, the pointed elfin hat or the squirrel's ass.
Oh, that
they're,
is awesome.
They're both great. But thank you, Wanda. Thank you, Jim.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you,
awesome.
Everybody,
so
for sending all their stuff.
Here, everybody.
Love it, love it, love it.
Magnificent. Thank you all for that. We appreciate that. Now, without
happy
further ado,
birthday.
Let's dive right into it. Dear TMOS, the first purpose of
happy
this letter
birthday.
Is to send birthday wishes to the best brother-in-law a guy could ever ask for. Happy birthday. Alex A, or is Alexa?
No, it's Alex A.
Alex A.
Mm-hmm.
Second purpose of this letter. That's very confusing, by the way. That,
it is. I don't like when people do final initial stuff. Just say Alex or give a last name, please.
Alex. Second purpose of the letter. I haven't asked for a Christmas gift in over 25 years, so it makes me feel awkward to do so. But I shall hereby suspend this adulthood rule and ask Alex for the 2017 TMOS bonus package.
Ooh.
There you go. He stuffed my stocking with a bonus show package in 2016, and I have not missed one. Please make my Christmas dreams come true, Alex. That's Uncle John Hicks.
Yay,
Johnny.
Very
nice. Hope Alex gets you what you want. Moving right along, everybody. Dear jolly old Rob with two B's, Mike, Oscar, Ponyboy, and all of the interns, hi there.
Hi there.
I would like to wish my husband, Ben Wiggin, very happy birthday. He's the reason I am now hooked on your podcast. We don't need any voices or shtick, but instead want to thank all of you for bringing the funny every day of every week. Happy birthday, Ben, and happy holidays to all of you. Thank you, Monica Wiggin.
Yeah, the Wiggins.
Yeah,
the Wiggins.
Hey, who's coming over for dinner tonight, Mike?
The Wiggins are coming over with the Moody's.
Oh, good. I hope they bring fondue.
We're going to have Barb and Chuck and the Wiggins pair.
Barb and Chuck, and everyone drops their keys in a bowl.
Thank you.
That's right.
Then it's steamy wet sex.
Oh, boy.
Whoa, what?
Moody sex.
Moody sex. Dear guys, John Powers.
Powers.
Super P1 fan from Seattle and Mike's guy in Reno has a birthday tomorrow. It sucks to have a birthday so close to Christmas. I bet it does.
Yeah.
Because it's normally during the holiday week when the show takes a break. I already purchased your tickets for New Orleans. Fantastic. We'll be telling you about that in 2017. By the way, there are tickets available. We have not come close to selling them all yet, so we will be telling you all about that.
Get
along
on
with
it.
Hotels and all that good stuff. So we already purchased tickets for Nola, and I'm buying him the customary bonus show birthday package, so we'll be all tooled up for 2017.
Nice.
But I'm also hoping to do something really special for him this year because he is the best and I love him to bits. So could you please wish him an extra special birthday greeting? Love you guys and Merry Christmas to all. Chrissy Lewis.
The Lewises are coming
here
over with the Moody's
happy
and
birthday.
The Wiggins.
Dear Mike, Rob, Oscar, Ponyboy, and interns, my name is Sarah Rice from Saginaw, Michigan. My husband, Sam, is a huge fan of the show and as a result got me into it as well. We greatly enjoy the jokes, rhetoric, and witty banter you dole out every episode. Sam's birthday was last Sunday. Since December, birthdays are usually combined with Christmas. I try my best each year to make his day special to celebrate the wonderful man he is. That's sweet.
That is.
If you could please take a moment to wish him a very happy birthday from me, our daughter Lexi, and all of you as well. It would really brighten his day. Thank you again for all you do, and keep up the amazing show. Merry Christmas from Sarah. So this gentleman's name is
Sam.
Sam. Let's give him a birthday song. Why not? All right, here we go. One, two, three.
Christmas proximity.
Do you know my earworm, Rob? Yesterday, all day,
what?
I was driving Carla, first Carla Nuts, and then my daughters. Dennis Murphy, a million years ago, singing the national anthem at the Donna Mike charity softball game, when Dennis's second verse was, he goes, oh, say, can you say, at the twilight's last gleaming, and then his second verse was,
I remember. It was almost, we almost called the medics. Because we didn't know if he was going to make it.
I played it in my head. I did it for the girls. And suddenly I was just doing the whole trip that I was taking out to Ellsworth yesterday.
No wonder they're all out of the house.
I said, Dad, stop doing that. I'm sorry. I think it's funny. Dear TMOS crew, it's the Christmas season. And unfortunately, I do not have a surplus of cash for giving. But I do have enough for my favorite crew of entertainers. Sorry, Toys for Tots.
Oh, man.
It's a little rough, cold. Isn't it?
I just ordered another season of the bonus show. You have been promoting it for the past month, indicating that this is how we can give to you this holiday season. Sorry, sirs. I have to quibble. The bonus show is just more of your giving to us. You give to us almost every week of the year. I wonder how many episodes I got to hear this year all for free. You have entertained me, made me laugh, gasp, and honestly at times shake my head at all your imperfections. That's great. I love this letter. But you lay it all out there in the name of entertainment wonderfully and again for free. Then, as a bonus show subscriber, you give me another hour. I can put it in the earphones and I can go for a run, mow the lawn, shovel the drive, take a hike. Whatever I'm up to, you're there to entertain me once again. So I make this plea to all those out there that love the show but do not subscribe to the bonus show. Start now.
When?
Now.
Now.
Keep
now.
These guys entertaining us for the years to come. I have never written or interacted previously, but I have always desired to do so. Never for a bit of the limelight. Just to let you know, there's a silent majority of fans supporting your sponsors and buying the bonus show. We're aware of that, and we are so very grateful. Best wishes to you and your families this Christmas season. Jeff Flanders of Westford, Vermont. What a nice, Flanders. Nice letter. Flanders. That's great. Jeff, thank you.
Thank you.
And God bless you for that. We appreciate that. Moving right along. Hi, TMOS crew. I wanted to send you guys a happy holidays message and sincerely thank you for many years of laughs. On Christmas Day, I'll be celebrating yet another year in my douchebag 30s. Yes, that's right. I not only have to share my birthday with the baby Jesus, Lord Almighty, but also with two kids, wife, extended family, and a whole host of hot toddy sipping in-laws.
Ugh.
This year, I need to have some semblance of joy and merriment. That is my own. I'm tired of not being able to selfishly make the day all about me. For this reason, I'm calling on Bing for a little help.
Nah.
Can the ghost of Mr. Crosby come by and tell my kids to put the Christmas mania on hold for a bit and to save some for Dad now? Love you guys. John Anderson and Helena. Is it Helena or Helena? It's Helena.
Helena. Right? Helena Montana.
Helena Montana. And let's bring in some Bing, shall we? That's a wonderful idea.
All right.
Let's go.
Well, it's another day. Hey, save some for Dad now.
There we go.
The best there is.
Oh, here's wait. The song.
For you and me.
Noted disciplinarian, right?
All those vitamins and minerals. That's for me, boy.
Yeah,
remember,
boy.
Minute Maid orange juice is better for your health.
Yeah, my wife liked to mix vodka in her orange juice when she was pregnant with little Gary.
Yeah, I'd come home from a tough day of shooting my Christmas special, and there she'd be. Kathy Crosby sobbing on the couch, loaded, absolutely bombed, and then I'd smack Gary just for the hell of it. I'd say, Gary, you got that big forehead. Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-bing, how about a big Christmas get-together? Fantastic. Hey, let's go to Helena, Montana, go up and see John Anderson, and then I'll bring the kids back to the motel and keep them in a hot tub a little too long. Yeah.
Hey, you know how I tell the twins apart? One's got a 10-inch forehead, the other one's got an 11-inch forehead.
Absolutely. Hey, sorry. Gary won't be coming to Little League. He's all bruised up.
Walked into a door frame again.
Oh, that's okay. Stop your crying. Tell the teacher you just fell down the stairs. Ba-ba-ba-ba-bang. All right, everybody. Thank you. Thank you very much. Merry Christmas. We're moving along. Greetings, guys. I'm dropping you a quick note requesting your assistance in making my wife's birthday as wonderful as it should be. I was supposed to do this for the last, well, actually, ever since you guys started doing birthdays on your podcast, but I always seem to fail. Kristen Hout's birthday falls on December 24th, and as you can imagine, usually gets overshadowed by another large holiday. She prepares a fantastic Christmas meal every year for family and friends, and although she has a deep-seated distaste towards seafood, I really think Dick Queasy may have some suggestions that could help enhance her birthday menu and make her start to appreciate seafood. It would mean the world to Kristen to hear a happy birthday from Dick Queasy, and you guys too, and it just might start to make up for my previous year's failures. Help me, Obi-Wan Queasy. You're my only hope. Let's spin the wheel and see if we can get Dick Queasy to come in. Bad oyster, bad oyster, bad oyster.
Hey! That is
let's
strong.
Let's bring him in right here. All right, we don't have a door. Sorry about that.
Oh, you have the beaded curtain up there, don't you?
Yeah, I got the beaded curtain. He just came. Dick! He lives up here.
He does.
Hello.
Oscar liked that.
Oh, he's in college.
How are you?
Hey, going? Dick.
What'd you bring me by for? I wouldn't listen. I was getting
Kristen Hout does not like seafood.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it's I can understand that. As a matter of fact, Massey... Massey Trumbull, who was in the restaurant last Wednesday, she doesn't like seafood anymore either. It seems
right.
That well, she was having a Christmas patty and you know, patty of four, and we served up what we thought was a great feast. It's you know, it's buffet night at
right.
Dick Queasy's, and then and she came down with something. I said it was the virus. She probably had a. I'm always saying it's a virus. People say it's stomach flu or food poisoning. I think that's a bunch of crap. So
sure.
I said, Jesus. Well, if you feel that way, don't come back again. I don't give a goddamn. Doesn't matter to me. You know, for God's sakes, you can go out and you can do whatever you want, Massey.
You know, I was talking to Mike O'Mara, Dick, and he said that he went to, he had your Christmas dinner last night, and he had your signature red and green clams.
Oh, they're fantastic. That's right. You know, the nice thing is that natural color they get if you leave them out on the loading dock.
Sure.
They actually look Christmassy, and sure, they taste slightly ammoniated, but they're still delicious. They ain't going to hurt you.
Yeah.
You know, and just can I give you my wish for 2017?
Please. Because this might be the last time we see you this year.
Well, hello. This is Dick Queasy from Dick Queasy's Discarded Seafood. My wish for 2017 is that all these customers that complain about their collywopples and their chronic diarrhea after they leave my restaurant will stop their goddamn complaining.
That's
what I'd like to say.
Here.
All right, thank you.
Making seafood great again.
Thanks so much. I'm going to go out through the beaded
curtain. He's going out through the beaded curtain for you, Oscar.
Merry Christmas.
Oh, wow. Thank Who you, needs Dick. Doors when you're in Thank Maine?
You. Yeah, it's so made out of shells is what it is.
Very
beautiful
much.
Stuff.
We'll,
ammoniated shells.
We'll bring that one up for next week. Yes, send me the door. Salutations, gentlemen. I am a terrible wife. My husband, Dave, has been a fan of the Mike O'Mara Show since it began. When he rushed to buy tickets for your live show in D.C., even I was excited to attend and get my T-shirt so I could upspread the word of TMOS in the radio wasteland where we live. But before we could spread the joy that a little Mike O show can bring, disaster struck.
Oh, no.
Mere hours before we were to leave Southwest Virginia for the improv, I was diagnosed with bronchitis and a sinus infection. What's that like? I wanted to make the trip anyway, but my beloved wouldn't hear of it, probably because 5 hours in the car followed by the show and copious amounts of alcohol would likely have rendered me unconscious, and not in the fun way. So we both stayed
Look
home
out.
And took care of me. The concrete shoes of guilt have been weighing on me, gentlemen, and I hope you will join me in wishing David Burns a happy 40th birthday with your traditional birthday song. He is the best husband ever. Thank you so much for your time and your efforts. You are truly appreciated. Cheers, Amy Burns. So for David Burns, let's give him the old song. 1, 2, 3.
David Burns.
Nice yeah, thanks for not showing up. All right, moving right along. Merry Christmas, gentlemen. I wanted to share a quick story that involves my newborn daughter, TMOS, and some palpable embarrassment. I got a call from my wife, 34 weeks pregnant, that things were kicking off early. Normal pregnancy being 40 weeks and all, this was bad timing, not because of the early labor, but because I was at my office holiday party.
It's a top
Mike,
choice.
This really this might better. Be this might be my favorite letter of the year. So go ahead. This is great.
I was at my office holiday party, which started with Jello shots at 8:30 a.m.
Oh, it's like boiler
drinks.
Room.
The drinks weren't the worst of it, though. As it turns out, I was wearing my Tipsy Elves humping reindeer sweater for the party. The people in the office at my son's school did not, shall we say, get the humor of the situation when I was driven there to pick him up early. The ladies at the hospital were even less impressed. When I finally got to my wife's bedside, she knew immediately that I was drunk. Oh, my God. She looked at the reindeer sweater, rolled her eyes, and said, effing podcast. That is the best. 21 hours of labor and one nap later, little Zoe came out just fine, although she will be in her late little tanning bed for a few more weeks. God bless her. Thanks for all the laughs, boys. Happy holidays. Ian Daniels. Oh. Ian, that is great. She's premature, but sounds like she's doing okay. Yeah. That is awesome. That is a great letter. Merry Christmas to
effing
all.
Effing podcast.
And now we can move
can
on.
Can you drive me to my son's school?
Oh, my God. I love the teachers not laughing at the humping reindeer. Effing podcast.
Congratulations.
We're flying along. We'll take a break. Come back with news you may not need right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
The autumn wind is a pirate.
And Nicky Diamond is like the hair of the dog after a night out with the Hell's Angels.
Fantasy guy in the know.
The playoffs are just around the corner. There's only one place to get the best football analysis
from the prognosticator of Perump
on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Best show on the network.
Brought to you by Pond World,
where you'll be treated like a king.
Follow Nikki on Facebook at Nikki D. Light him up.
Nikki Diamond, light him up!
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Sherry's Berries. You know, Christmas is only 3 days away, and no matter who you're shopping for, Sherry's Berries is the perfect gift, and you can shop from the comfort of your home. It's not too late to get them there by Christmas Eve. We're talking freshly dipped strawberries from Sherry's Berries, starting at just $19.99 plus shipping. That's over a 30% savings. Or doppel the berries for just $10 more. Doppel them. That's right. All you need to take advantage of this amazing deal is our code TMOS, massive, fresh, juicy, gourmet berries. I have been ordering these berries for years. I've been sending them to family members for years. It is always a 100% hit. These berries are as big as your head, and they're dipped in dark white and milk chocolatey goodness, plus decadent toppings like chocolate chips and chopped nuts. You're going to love Sherry's Berries. If you've never tried them, try them now. Sherry's Berries has more than just berries, too. They've added amazing new seasonal treats just in time for the holidays. Head on over to berries.com. That's berries.com, and send the gift they'll love, guaranteed. With Christmas right around the corner, there's only one way to get this amazing Sherry's Berries deal, starting at $19.99, and help support our show as well. Just visit berries.com and click on the microphone in the top right-hand corner, then type in TMOS. Sherry's Berries has something for everyone and every taste, and I love them, and I have for years. Go to berries.com, click on the microphone, and type in TMOS. You are going to love it, ladies and gentlemen.
News.
Arnold Schwarzenegger got candid in Cigar Aficionado's February issue on his corroding body image. This is what he says. Here's the quote.
No.
When I look in the mirror, I throw up.
That's what Arnold says about his own body. He said, I'd look in the mirror after I won Mr. Olympia after another, back to back, and I'd say, how did this pile of S win?
So I guess he thought bad of himself even when he was Mr. Bodybuilder.
Right.
And he looked good. He said he never saw perfection. He says, I don't feel my age. I do everything exactly the same as I did 20 years ago. I work out almost as much as I did during my bodybuilding days. So Arnold still gets it done.
But he's got that saggy dad body now. And I mean, if he didn't
himself. 80. He's what, 70 or 80 or something? Like that?
If he didn't like himself back in the day, he's got to be brokenhearted now. Yeah, horrible. Yeah, and he never got that Turbo Man doll.
Turbo Man. Well, this is a story that's going pretty viral. He was right there waiting, and this unruly passenger got crazy on a plane. Singer Richard Marx helped flight crews restrain a flyer that freaked out in the skies over Asia. He and his wife, Daisy Fuentes, were on the plane on Tuesday.
Did you know they were married? That was the most shocking thing in the story.
Either.
I had no idea.
I had absolutely no idea. So on our flight from Hanoi to Seoul, it's kind of an interesting flight. Hanoi.
Well, he's
to
still
Seoul.
Big in Asia, Mike.
He's doing it and getting it done in Asia?
Oh,
is that the
way
that works?
I looked it up. I was like, why is he over there?
He's dropping off a resume.
Well, he's getting paid.
Go where the food is. On a flight from Hanoi to Seoul, a guy sitting in the next row got crazy, started attacking the flight attendants. Fuentes wrote that. When he started pushing the female staff and pulling them by the hair, Richard Marx was the first to help subdue him. This went on for 4 hours. Apparently, they are on this plane coming from Vietnam, going to South Korea.
Yeah.
And this guy, they don't know how to handle him.
Yep.
They couldn't restrain him. They didn't know how to use the tasers. Richard Marx and Daisy Fuentes are on this plane, and this guy's going bat-ass. Apparently, he was abusing the staff. He tweeted, Richard Marx did, at least 5 pictures of the mayhem aboard the Korean Air flight. In one of the images, Marx had rope in his left hand, presumably to tie the guy up. And he was helping
the guy looked squirrely. It was like an Asian pony boy.
No, I heard that the guy he subdued was, ironically,
by a squirrel.
It was Corey Hart, Mike.
Corey, yeah. Yeah, and they, you know, because, I mean, they dimmed all the lights and he kept his sunglasses.
That's right. I said, what a jerk.
Ridiculous. Yeah, we could do 80s jokes all day long. If Roger Daltrey has teamed up with, he's teamed up with, Roger Daltrey has teamed up with Rolls-Royce to help design a pair of collector's edition automobiles that will help raise money for various charities, including the Teenage Cancer Trust Fund of the UK, which the Who frontman has long been a patron of that charity. The cars will incorporate the singer's conceptual ideas. They've got, like, the logo for the Who.
Uh-huh.
The first cars got that with that bullseye logo they have on their albums, and the swinging microphone, and they're doing all these really nice cars. The second automobile incorporates a design inspired by the cover of the band's 1969 rock opera Tommy. Remember that
one?
Yeah,
sure.
And
Pinball Wizard.
It was created with another artist, and they look cool. And so he's making Rolls Royces.
That's
so anybody, you know, after you buy your bonus package, go ahead and bid on the Rolls Royce.
Big money. Big money.
No way.
Take advantage of that. Should be fun. A Maine man. This is, I figured I'd get you at least one Maine story.
Okay, good.
Oh, yeah.
Good.
Since most of the stories come from that other place that I hang out,
the armpit of America.
This is a Maine man, and it's nice to know that there's just a little goofy up here as well.
Sure.
Here goes. A Maine man who won the right to have his ID photo taken while wearing his religious goat horns. yes. He announced that the card arrived in the mail, horn photo intact. His name is, here's the guy's name, Phelan Moonsong. Of Millinocket. By the way, that's right up here. He posted a photo on Facebook showing his ID arrived after months of wrangling with the State Bureau of Motor Vehicles.
We're looking at it now.
Oh, my God. It looks like the horns are implanted.
They're the BMV. Moonsong describes himself as a pagan minister and a priest of Pan. And he said the DMV office in Bangor, Bangor boys,
yeah,
talking about it yesterday,
not far.
They refused to allow him to wear the horns when he first tried to have his ID photo taken in August. She told me that I had to send in some documentation or religious text to show why it was required for me to have my horns on. Moonsong told the Washington Post this.
Oh, okay.
That's too funny. Moonsong was finally allowed to take his photo with the horns on his head earlier this month, so... Phelan Moonsong, congratulations.
You know, if I had a cooking show, I'd call myself the Prince of Pan.
Yes, the Prince of Pan. Devil worship. A former employee, I'm sorry, let me check that. Uber is blaming a computer glitch for overcharging a handful of customers, including one Philadelphia woman whose bank blocked an attempt to charge her more than $28,000 for a ride.
Wow.
Bad glitch.
Yeah.
The woman says she first got an email from Uber warning her that her financial information had been hacked. 6 days later, Uber sent another email telling her that was wrong and that Uber's engineering team was aware that an error was taking place and they're trying to fix it. The company says its engineers are working to ensure a similar glitch doesn't happen again.
Yeah. 28 grand.
Why hasn't that glitch ever happened on the customer's end where they get something, right?
Yeah, exactly.
It's always the big... the kahuna that gets the extra zeros.
Yeah, the driver would have to be carrying like 28 grand in cash. They say, here, we have this for you. Thanks for riding Uber.
No, it's all digital. They could give it back to you.
They could credit it to your card?
Yes, that's how digital currency works, Rob. It's not all 1980.
I see, Oscar, but the joke is funnier if it's cash.
That's how jokes work.
It's not relevant.
That's how
jokes
work.
No one uses cash anymore.
We're almost done. All I know is...
more than you know.
All I know is, you know what? Be your own advocate. All right.
So true, Mike. True.
Where's my whoosh? There it
Thank
is.
You.
A former employee of a Largo, Florida vending machine got two for. I got a twofer, a Florida twofer. For
nice,
me.
Good.
Ooh. Little something, something. A former employee of a Largo, Florida vending machine company dressed up in a Chewbacca costume and stole money from a pair of kiosks he previously maintained, according to cops.
Inside job.
They arrested the Star Wars fan for grand theft. According to investigators, Darren Pickram, 56, he took a total of $623 from a pair of vending machines operated by Florida Fresh Vending. There it is. The heist occurred late last Sunday at an office in Largo, Florida, and was captured by a security camera. But I told you I'd give you a Florida twofer, didn't
It's a double shot.
In Reston, Florida, detectives are trying to identify a man who stole more than $800 worth of Crest whitening strips.
Oh, no.
From a CVS pharmacy in Weston, Florida, the unidentified shopper stole a dozen boxes of the whitening strips from the store on the Monday after Thanksgiving. Surveillance video showed an employee trying to stop the man, but he ran out of the store clutching the stolen strips.
Holding tight, holding tight.
Yeah, so I figured I wouldn't give you a Florida slogan of the day, but, you know, tis the season, so
sure.
I'll do this again, okay?
Okay.
Little acapella Christmas, maybe a little preview of our Christmas album.
Mm-hmm.
Here goes nothing, shall
all right,
we?
Please.
White strips sitting on a drugstore floor. Chewbacca stealing lots of coins. Although it's been said many times, many ways. We do stupid so well.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas, Florida. My God, keep giving in 2017. We'll take a break with our next audio vault coming up next, whatever I'm saying, right here on the Mike O'Mara Show, Sherry's Berries. We'll be right back.
Nothing you dismay.
The first time I listened to 97.1 The Wave, I knew it wasn't like any other radio station. Great music all day, then from 7 to 9, The Mike O'Mara Show. I like that show. It truly is fine. The Mike O'Mara Show, every night, Monday through Friday at 7 p.m. on 97.1 The Wave, your beach station.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Tracker. You hate being a loser, don't you?
Oh, it's the
you
worst.
Really do. You're wasting nearly an hour a day trying to find things. Don't be like that. How about Tracker? We love Tracker. If I'd had it the other night, I wouldn't have had the problems I had. I had the rental car keys, so I didn't have my regular keys.
Right.
That's why I got in trouble. With Tracker, you don't have that happen. Tracker makes losing things a thing of the past. And listen up, I'm about to tell you how you can get one for free and never be a loser again. Tracker is a coin-sized device that can find anything in seconds. Just pair Tracker to your smartphone, attach it to anything, and you can find its precise location with the tap of a button. It's that easy. If you lose your phone, hit the button on Tracker and your phone rings even if it's on silent. It is a wonderful device. Tracker is finding over a million misplaced items each day. Order yours and you will never lose anything again, and it makes a great gift for all the losers in your life. Plus, our listeners get a free Tracker Bravo with any order for free. Just go to thetracker.com and enter the promo code TMOS. The hardest thing you'll ever have to find is their website. Go to thetracker.com right now and enter the promo code TMOS for your free Tracker Bravo with any order. Again, that's thetracker.com, promo code TMOS. Get it today. Without further ado, let's open up the audio vault for Wednesday, December 21, 2016. Rob Spiewak.
I'm so excited to play this for you. I got a beautiful email from a listener named Jason Phelps, and he works at Acadia Recording Company up there in Portland, Maine, Mike. And, okay, you know, we joked around this year. I was pretending to be an auto-tune.
Yes.
Right.
Well, this recording studio actually has the plug-in called Melodyne, which is what they used on the Cher record and the T-Pain record to make their voices,
ooh,
sound like that. And so Jason was kind enough at Acadia. He said, would you send me a dry track from your Christmas album? And let's see how it works.
Oh, smart.
And so this is a great preview of what some of the vocals that you'll hear on our Christmas album, Having a Merry Christmas, which dropped today. But this is not how we sound on the album. For example, Mike, your version of Have a Holly Jolly Christmas.
All right. Yeah, I remember.
Auto-tuned.
This is auto-tuned. This is like the Cher record, Believe.
Yes.
But I want to thank this guy, Jason. I had tears in my eyes when he sent this to me last night. Mike, you sound great.
Have a holly jolly Christmas. It's the best time of the year. Oh, I don't know if it'll be snow, but have a cup of cheer.
Wow.
Have a holly jolly Christmas. And when you,
but Mike, you're not the only one who, wow, got the treatment. I got a little of it too. Because as you know, it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. I think this actually helps me quite a bit.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Everywhere you go, take a look in the five and listen once again, with candy canes and silver lanes aglow.
But I have to read the email that came with Oscar's vocal, because he said, good Lord, these are hilarious. This is a professional recording engineer. He says,
You have to be thrilled when you hear this one. I've not engineered this to make Oscar sound bad. I simply let Melodyne detect what pitches he was actually singing. So it's trying to help
Rob
Oscar.
Rob Mobber alert. Screwing me over.
No, I think this is really nice.
Let's listen.
Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Not so bad.
Feliz
Navidad. Prospero año y felicidad.
Might be better than that.
Matches the music perfectly.
Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Prospero año y felicidad.
All right, that's enough. So there's that and 10 more on our Christmas album. Having a Merry Christmas. Everyone who buys a year subscription to the bonus show gets that.
They're not
going to
get the auto-tune.
No, they're not going to get that. No,
like the OGs, originals.
They'll get the originals. Those are the remixes. You got to go to a club to hear that.
I just have to say, because before they all go out, I have to mention that there's that one that you gave me, like, the Linda McCartney treatment on, you know. Here's the thing. I recorded mine.
Is it the Christmas song?
I recorded mine down here.
Right.
Gave Rob a dry track.
Down in Florida.
Down in Florida. But I gave Rob a dry track, and then Rob matched it to the music.
Right.
And so it's just a little off on some of the, because it's not spot on, because
are you layering?
Assuming you put it in where you thought it should go.
I put it in the right place.
Well, no.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
What is your complaint? You think it's offbeat?
Yes.
No.
I sang to the track.
Absolutely
down here. Mm-mm. A little bit different than I sang. Than I heard.
It's
it was
faultless.
Just a little.
Wait,
off.
Was this record pressed without your final approval?
I wanted to do it where I recorded it with the music at the same time. But because of the fact that I was down south and Rob was up in the studio, Rob wanted to mix it himself. He said it would be cleaner that way. Which I didn't disagree with. But ultimately, when I was sitting there, I said, why does it sound like I'm missing that beat just by a fraction of an inch? Because I was. Because I sang it just a teeny little bit differently. At the same time, there are a couple of the vocal tracks that... and then can I just also point out, it made it very clear to me that I might think that I know how to sing, but I don't.
Isn't it horrifying when you hear yourself played back?
It's horrible.
That was really the hardest thing of
all.
You are
the best singer out of all of us, though.
Oh, by far. If you rank the top five, he's four of them.
I'm not even in the top five. Mike did something sweet. He ranked everybody's tracks, and I realized that I was out of the top five right away.
Mm-hmm.
And I was
in the top seven, though.
Top seven. I said, let's tell the listeners top five when we talk about
this. That's right. Because when you're in the top seven,
I give you the rank. I'll give you the rank of the ones that... Thank you. Let me give you the rank of the ones, okay? Number one, I know them by heart. Number one tune that I like, that I actually really, really liked, Pony Boy, Silver Bell.
I told you it was the hit single.
Yeah.
It's the hit
Let me
single.
Tell you what,
Sex Machine.
Because Pony has that kind of... He's got that Bob Dylan kind of rough way of singing that's like natural, but it's not...
The pain.
And it's low. It's rich.
It's low. Like that. Like Rob's version of Blue Christmas next. I love that
Thank
one.
Thank you.
I did a bunch of them. I will tell you that I can't pick one for me, but I think I have one of them there that might be number three. Then we move on down to, let me see. Who
Diego
would be next?
Was great.
Well, I'll say
Diego would be next. Diego would be next.
You are too proud to say it, but I will, or too unproud to say it. You're very humble. I'll say this. Your version of the Christmas song is literally warm and beautiful.
Oh,
it's gorgeous.
Yeah.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Then we get Diego what's the one that he did?
He did Winter Wonderland with an effortless pot-like spin.
Right, exactly. He did Winter Wonderland. Then we move on to Oscar Santana. After that with Feliz Navidad.
Thank you.
Yes.
Honorable mention.
Then we have Ashley. Then we have Rofo. Then we have Rofo.
Rofo was great.
Yes.
Sorry. Rofo comes in front of Oscar. Rofo comes in front of Oscar.
Every morning.
But you know what? They stop it. They both have a lot of energy
right?
and great wit.
Great wit. So it's Rofo, and then we have Ashley.
Yep.
Which is a little tough to listen to. And then we have Mac, which is not... And I'll move Mac up beyond Ashley, because Ashley really tried to sing.
Mm-hmm.
And Mac knew he couldn't sing, but it was so horrific that it's funny.
I tried to sing.
I know you did.
Mike, that's really...
That was me trying.
That's the best of five takes. And I said we could do a sixth take, or I could kill myself, or we could all go home.
You weren't going to get anything better out of the boy, were you?
No, that lemon was dry. There was no more juice.
The fans of TMOS will love that album.
Oh, they're devouring. They will devour it.
You want to get the album, get the bonus show. That's the way you do it. That's it. It's that easy. Yes, Oscar Santana.
Now, just for context, people can just find it now, right when they order the bonus package. It's available. If you ordered before and you didn't see it, it's available right now.
Go grab it.
Just
log into
yours.
Website. It's right there.
Thank you kindly. And Rob, I'm sorry. I just wanted to get that out of there before we head out of Dodge.
Two more here. This is nice. If you have a lot of Christmas music you want to listen to, and I'll be playing Christmas music on this very show on Saturday and Sunday, make sure you check it out. But there are so many songs. How can you pick which ones to listen to first? You don't have to, because there's an outfit called the Chaos Carol that have put 100 Christmas songs.
Hold on a second. Someone beefed real bad. And someone, before we get out of here...
All right, is someone going to admit to it?
There
does
are six dudes
admit?
Deep.
Anyone?
Who let it rip?
Who farted?
Well, I did one about a half hour ago, but...
Oh, my God. You know, that makes it even worse. That means it's hanging low like in the Thriller video, like the fog. That is horrifying.
And it finally got to me. I'm like, someone's got to say something.
I thought it would have dissipated by now.
All right.
Dissipated.
Oh, yes.
This room is 170 square feet.
A Rofo fart.
Dissipated. Oh, more like slice it.
Oh, God. Oscar, I can't wait till you get out of there.
All
that
right.
Is nasty.
Mike, so the Chaos Carol, this is 100 Christmas songs all at once. No, I'm sorry. That's the sound of Rofo. That's the sound of Rofo's ass. Let us close with this. Last tape of the last Audio Vault of the year. There's a lot of people that are going to be cooking candy and confections over the Christmas holiday. Yes. I beg of you, please be careful.
A woman in Russia passed away after falling into a tank of melted chocolate, or as Chris Christie calls it, natural causes.
Merry Christmas, everybody. That's your Magic Audio Vault. See you in 2017.
New shows all week.
Yeah, by the way, Rob said see you in 2017, but we've got a new show tomorrow. We've got
and
a new
Friday.
Show on Friday and Saturday and Sunday also. So new shows for you people. Thanks for joining us for another episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. Our snail mail address is TMOS PO Box 32101, Washington, D.C. 22007. Good about. If you want to send a birthday or a message to our weekly mailbag segment, it's Rob with two B's at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Thanks for all the years of amazing support for TMOS, and continue to spread the word about our show all over the world. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, and our executive producer, Matt Ponyboy Bloom, Mike O'Mara inviting you to join us again for your favorite part of the day, the Mike O'Mara Show. Bye-bye, everybody.
Merry Christmas.
Ciao, ciao.
Merry Christmas. This episode of the Mike O'Mara Show has been brought to you by our Amazon page. Remember, especially during the holidays, the next time you need to buy anything, just go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. And happy holidays.
Feliz Navidad.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.